Hello, this is Will calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Do you have a minute?
Yes, I do. I have 1 minute.
Thank you very much. It'll probably take a little bit longer than 1 minute, but thank you. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Just two.
Two? Thank you very much. Next question. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
59.
Thank you very much. Next question. How do you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Mixed.
Mixed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next question. What grades are your children currently in?
High school and middle school.
High school, that will be 11th, 10th, 12th, 9th?
Yes. One is in the 11th and one is in the 8th.
In the 8th. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by school district? Is it a public charter school? Is it a parochial or Catholic school? A non-Catholic private or independent school? Is it a homeschooling or another format?
One is a charter public school, and the other is private.
The other is private?
Yes.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation. Yes or no?
Yes, they do that there.
Okay. You mentioned you had a child in the eighth grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your eighth grade child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private independent school, a home school, or is it another format?
It's Catholic. Their school is based on values.
Okay. Okay. If students are often graded by the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, and D, and F, suppose your 8th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 8th grade child's school as so far this year? Or is it too soon in the year to tell?
I would say it's a B.
It's the B. Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking about the letter you graded on your 8th grade child school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave that grade to your school, to that school?
I was thinking about morals and values and life skills. So I would say morals, because if you don't have any morals, it doesn't matter about anything else. If you don't know right from wrong, and if you don't think about your actions and have a clear...
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your 8th grade child reading at the level expected for students of their age group? Yes, they are? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your 8th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math? Yes, they are. No, they're not.
Yes.
They are? Okay, thank you. Does your 8th grade child have individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Does your 8th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes
no.
or no? No. Thank you. Thinking about your 8th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. Thinking about your 8th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you discussed your 8th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
Several times.
Is it a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, not at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you so much. Which of the following do you think your eighth grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter a workforce, or something else?
I want to say something else.
Something else. Can you please specify what that is, if you don't mind?
Well, it would be trade in education because he said he wants to be a judge. So
okay.
He can change some things. So that would be education and law.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. How well is your eighth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Very well.
Thank you. What will you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
I would say racism. And just world changes.
Okay. World changes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 60%. You say your eighth grade child would most likely, You said your eighth grade child would most like to trade education. How confident are you that your child would be in position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you very much. When thinking about the responsibility of your eighth grade child's attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The cost of books, is it a major concern, minor concern, not at all concern?
Minor.
Minor? What about the cost of room and board?
Minor.
Minor. What about the cost of applying to college?
Minor.
What about total tuition cost?
Well, yes, that's a concern. But
is it a major concern?
No.
Is
minor.
It a minor concern? Minor? Okay,
minor.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Some people. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, vocational, technical, or vo-tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future career. Does your eighth grade child school offer vocational training?
Yes.
They do, or they not?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your eighth grade child after they finish high school? Will you consider, might or might not consider? Will
yes,
not consider?
I would consider.
Okay, thank you. What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your eighth grade child?
What would my hesitations be?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I guess it would depend on what the facility offers and where the location.
It will depend on what a facility offers.
Yes, and I would say the location. Because right now they have a program right on Skid Row, and I don't think the children should have to go through the drug addicts and the sick people to get to school.
So safety,
it would be location.
Safety is a priority for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you know I'm writing everything down. That's the reason why I'm taking a little bit of time. Okay.
Oh, well, no, that's no problem because I have something I need to. I'm going to write a letter to the mayor of where I live and also the police station on some issues of this same nature.
Thank you very much. That's very, very good for you. When thinking about post-high school plans for your eighth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Family members, do you think is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. What about teachers?
Very important.
What about guidance counselors?
Somewhat important.
What about college prep programs?
Important.
That will be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Your influence as a parent?
Extremely important.
Okay.
So very.
Okay, thank you. What about friends and peers' plans?
Very.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Now I'd like to ask you about your 11th grade child. How well is your 11th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Well.
Okay, that will be very well or somewhat well?
Well, very well.
Okay, thank you very much. Which opportunities, if any, does your 11th grade child high school offer? Advanced placement or international courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning, or internship opportunities?
Yes, internship opportunities.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your 11th grade child? They have already started applying to college. They will likely apply to college later. They will likely not apply to college.
They have already been looking at the different colleges.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How much will you say you know about the college admissions process? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little bit? Nothing at all?
I would say a fair amount on some that I've been researching.
Okay, thank you. How much will you say you know about the financial and process for college? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little? Nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you. To what extent do you believe the cost of college might impact your 11th grade child's choice of what college to attend? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little? Not at all?
It could be a great deal.
Be a great deal. Thank you. As your 11th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not? Has
yes.
Your 11? He has?
Yes.
Okay. Has your 11th grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school? Yes, they have.
Yes.
No, they haven't. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Which of the following career development activities has your 11th grade child participated in while being in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships, or co-op programs? None of the above.
Internships and shadowing.
Okay. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your eighth grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
No. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish, Cape Verdean, Creole, Haiti?
English.
Creole?
English.
Only English.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree, 12th grade.
Okay. Associate's degree.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25, to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75. Okay.
50 to less than 75.
Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02121.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts in your community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to appreciate once again your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.